Probably the most important halacha. Probably the most important halacha in Hilchos Pesach is what we learned this week, which is the concept of Pesach Vatul, which is Rambam. Ein boi mishum yichud. Up until now, we learned different cases that we want us to be nizer, to make sure he's not going to be able to yichud, it should be babysitters, cleaning ladies, in the office setting. Very often, shayles of yichud pop up. Last week we started learning some of the matzilim, some of the instances which would save us from the goyvdes of yichud. We learned the concept of bayla b'ir, the concept of ishta m'shem rotzei. But sometimes that heter is not available. So the most common heter that's used to avoid one being goyver, the iser of yichud, is the concept of pesach pesuach l'shus harabim. The Gemara in Kedushin of Payalat says, Omer of Yosef, pesach pesuach l'shus harabim, if someone's door is open, there is no iser of yichud. There's a tremendous machloikas. How to understand this gemara? The Hagoyis Radal and the Gemara says like this: Yesh lo isafek in pirish pesach pesuach mamish sheroyim oibrim l'shus harabim. It's taych pesach pesuach l'shus harabim that the door is open l'shus harabim is that people who are walking by in the street see into the house. Oy sagi the pesach she'en enol. Was it enough if the door is open? If the door is physically closed, but it's just not locked. She'ireim pen yichnas aleim echav im neishas rabim hitzlim. And there are dal pasuk verishan nikkur. So the yisraelis to gemachloit and pesach pesuach rabim had understand it. What is the heter? Is the heter based on the fact that anyone walking by in the street sees in? So sort of I'm not in a situation of yichud at all. The fact that the door is open makes it. I'm open, everyone sees me, so I'm not secluded at all, so there is no Isser of Yichud. What do we understand that the Hesed of Pesach Pesuach is not because I'm not in a situation where I'm secluded, but I'm in the Makom and the door is closed, there is Yichud. But since there's a possibility that someone's going to come and break that seclusion, someone's going to go and open the door, and I'm scared what's going to happen if the person comes and opens the door, they're going to catch me being over in Isser, so the Hesed of Pesach Pesuach is not the fact that I'm not in a situation of Yichud, it's the fact that a person is afraid to do anything, even though he is in a situation now where he's sort of secluded, because he's afraid that someone's going to walk in. So that's the chayda 2 days. So this is a tremendous machlokes, and that's in the Makor, is already in the Rishayna. There's a Tshuva Sarajva. Sarajva seems to say clearly that the Heter Pesach Pesuach is if the door is closed and unlocked, and there is a Heter Pesach Pesuach. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Sefer Yira says also. So it says, "Al tisyacher im shum isha, afilu bitcha oichaischa, afilu pnuya, ve'ezeh hu yichud." What was it called yichud? Sogar b'mafteach adimino. Zehu yichud amar b'tayro. The yichud which was said in the Torah is it was sogar b'mafteach adimino when it's locked. That's the yichud which was said in the Torah. Masham ben Medayik says Rabbeinu Yoina. It should be the Rav. Also Medayik says Rabbeinu Yoina that the iser of pes that the heter pesach pesuach is enough if the door is left closed, as long as it's unlocked, the one would have the heter of the Pesach Pesuach. Now, connected these Rishonim, there's a tshuva from the Beis Meir, a tshuva from Kiveger. They both clearly argue, and they say, either the tshuva is a Rashba, they say it's a Sefer. They say, look at the Lashon HaGemara, Pesach Pesuach, Lashon HaGemara. Pesach Pesuach means open, and the Taichin Pesuach means to be open completely. The Zokter of Kiveger, Zokter Beis Meir, that one has no right to rely on the fact that if the door is closed and left unlocked, there still is an Isser of Yichud. That's the Shita of the Beis Meir and the Kiveger. The Pesach Tshuva brings the Kivegers, and they're relying on the fact that this is Tayyip Sefer and the Lashon of the Rashba. So they bring the Ritvaz and Abit, so they both say that it's not a Tayyip Sefer. The Pesach Tshuva, again, it's not clear which way is the Machriya, but the Hachra seems of the later Peskin seem to Neman that although you have a Kiveger and a Beis Meir, the Gedele Achreinim, Maisa Kinegedem, there's a lot of Achreinim. Mashmoyes of the Chachmasal, something like that, and you have the Makor and the Rishonim, you have a Rashba, Rav Eniyena, and it seems Lagabi the Shaila, Rav Moshe, Chazanish, it should be Nerov, the Stipler, Chazanish, they all make up and negate the Shaila, and they held that it's enough if the door is closed, if there's a that's enough to be Matam, that's a Yichud, as long as there's a possibility that someone's going to come in. So that's the negate of first Shaila, but he had a first Shaila, which is Macholikas. The first Macholikas is that if the door is closed, that as long as someone could come in, that's enough. Now the Binyan Tzion goes back and forth. He brings the tshuva from the Beis Meir, the tshuva from Rav Kiveger, And he says, he's trying to figure out what halacha. He goes through a bunch of rights, which we'll get to in a minute. And he comes out with like this. He says that Vadir halacha, Ikir halacha is, like we said from that if the door is closed, as long as it's unlocked, there's a hetzer of Pesach, so it's just a rabbin. But the Binyan Siyan adds that it has to be that it's possible for someone to walk in. And that's the way he answers all the riots of the Beis Nei, and we don't have time to go into all the riots. There's a bunch of riots that hold that the Pesach Pesuach is not enough if the door is, it has to be that someone's going to come in. He says that as long as the possibility of someone's going to come in, then there's a Hetzer of Pesach, even if it's left unlocked. That is the way the cases seem to be national, that if the door is left unlocked, there's no Hetzer of Pesach Pesuach. He says that was talking about instances where no one was afraid that someone's going to walk in. So the Binyan Siyan is showing that the halacha is that it depends if someone's going to walk in or not walk in. So let's try to apply the Binyan Siyan. Let's take a case where someone's in order. And before we get to the Masham argues on the rise of the Binyan Siyan. Masham argues on the shlugs of all the rise of the Binyan Siyan. Lamaisi doesn't say claw which way he's passing, but the Binyan Siyan says it like this. He says, Av bulti rayas, svaro gedoylo. So even though you want to argue on all the rayas that the Binyan Siyan brings, it's svaro gedoylo. It's a poshta thing. What's the whole hetzer? The whole hetzer of Pesach Lush the Rabbim is you're afraid someone's going to walk in. And here I'm done with the passing of the poshta that it has to be that there's a certain fright that someone's going to walk in. So what does it mean that someone's afraid to walk in? Let's take a typical office setting. If someone has works in an office, and the people come and go, people are coming always into the office, even if the door is closed, they'll walk in, they'll go to a coworker, they'll open up the door, they'll tell them something. Such a case, according to the Binyan Siyan, a person would be nervous, even if technically he has a meeting with a woman, it's a one-on-one, this is the Yichadir Mediraisa. He'll be scared to do anything because technically he's always afraid that someone else who's working in the same office might pop in. It could be a secretary, it could be someone else. Someone's going to pop into the door, so he's always afraid that something's going to happen. But let's say this is fairly common in office settings. Usually the door is open. A lot of office buildings, but when the door is closed, it means I'm in a private meeting and no one should come in. Let's say the case is that no one, the standing of everyone in that office is that no one's going to come in. So here, Lechari will be also. And, you know, this doesn't necessarily need a riot, but it's half like a riot to this, as many see brings this riot, from the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says like this. It says, the Vayra, talking about the Vayra, so the Yeshavas Tachas Tamar. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says that when the Vayra was being done, being Lodim Bedin, she used to go under a Tamar. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Tachas Tamar. Amar Rav Shimon, then Avshalom Mishum Yichud. The reason was, she wanted to avoid being Eivet Isra of Yichud. So Rashi Taitas was me Mishum Yichud. So it says it was a type of a tree, the tree is Gervoya, the Ein Loid Tzeil, the Ein Adam Yochol Es Yachad, Sham Ima Kamoy Bebeisei. You have a tall tree, and the branches start much higher. So here is no Yichud B'chlam. That's why she picked, and then Mashal explained how the Gemara noticed. It says she was sitting under a tree. What's the significance of sitting under a tamar tree? So that the significance was that to teach us that she was trying to avoid being over the Isser of Yichud. So yes, why did they have to pick a tamar tree? Actually, has to explain to us that there was no branches. Any tree that you can sit under, and we say in a bush, you go behind it. If you hold like the sheepers that hold, that if I could come in, then there's no Isser of Yichud. So any tree should have been good. Why did she have to pick that katam? So the Binyan Siyan says that she was taka sitting bedin. She was yosha bedin. And there is a type of a time where no one's going to walk in. Someone's in the middle of the interrogator, and you're being interrogated the Eden. Then I'm going to understand that's not a time to walk in. So that's why it says that she was very makkah. And the Masham is makkah. He says maybe she was doing a midas chasidus. But it's funny, you see this concept, the concept, and it's very often true in offices. That everyone knows that when the office door is closed, no one is supposed to walk in because it means a private meeting is being held. Then it could be, according to Binyan Siyan, there will be a problem for someone to be nisyachad with an isha in such a case because the situation tells the person not to walk in, so he's not afraid that someone's going to go and walk in. Since he's not afraid that he's going to walk in, according to the Binyan Siyan, one would lose the hetzer that we're saying that the fact that a door is left open, even closed, unlocked, he'll lose that hetzer because he's not nervous that anyone's going to go and walk in during the time that he has this meeting, so it will be the isser of Yichud B'chiyagat. So that's the first yisoid that we're going to have in the negate of hetzer of Pesach Pesuach. It has to be that a person is afraid that someone's going to walk in, there's a possibility that someone's going to walk in during the time when he's in technically being nisyachad with this isha. Well, there's a window in the door, so we'll get to that separate hetzer before. And the Yehud and others, there's a chaloyim pesuach which is a rabbim, sort of takes But there it has to be, we'll see a chilek between the cases where the door is open to Shisharav and when the window is open to Shisharav. It has a different thing. We'll get that it has a chaloyim to solve Shisharav. And you're right. Technically, if he's in a smaller office where if the window is going to be open, a person could look in, so then there's no, they have the same thing. There is no technically being yichud over there because anyone could passing by would be able to see in, so there won't be a situation of yichud b'chiyagav. So, that's the first side. Now, the question obviously is, let's take a typical house. Is that good? Now I would go to my house and I leave the door open. Does that have a heter of Pesach or Shul Shul Shiram? If a person thinks about it, how many times did someone walk into his house? How often is it that someone walks into his house unannounced? The person knocks, he waits till he gets out. This is usually the derech of the way a person is. But that is how today in age, no one just walks into a house unannounced. So do we have the heter of his man as there to say that if I have a cleaning lady in the house or I have a babysitter in the house, and I want to leave the door closed, but unlocked. Do I have a heter today? Does my nazir have Pesach or Shul Shiram or not? So here we have an interesting machloekas. Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Leyaakov says like this. He brings the machloekas of Pesachim, which you mentioned earlier, and he's mazber machloekas. He says, Sheva isim mekaymes, shenahagu shehashenim hayichnosim lebayit belilut fleikaydim. In a place where it was normal for people to come into a house without knocking on the door, the commercial isim harvid belitzah. He says the minig in litzah taka was that a person would go visit his neighbor. He wouldn't necessarily knock on the door first. He would just walk right in. That was the derech, and that was the norm of what was in litzah. Of afsha delas segura, ein chashicha. Then if the door is closed, there's no chashicha because the person will not, just because the door is closed will not prevent the person from opening up. So it's not considered yichud even behind such a door because the person is always scared that someone's going to open the door. Places where a person was makbid, says going to Ashkenaz, it's in Germany, they're more proper. You have to knock on the door before you walked in. Because in Germany, there it wouldn't help to be misyakad with an isha to just close the door. You would have to leave the door completely open. And and the reaction is, if I talk in America, it's the lemaisa nirba oifin sheyesh yichud midiraisa. In instances where the yichud is the raisa, again, we spoke out that very often if you have a babysitter in the house, we're dealing with the issue of yichud the raisa. If the isha, if she's a nida, even if the single girl, if she's married, it's sure the raisa. And if it's a yid who's even if she's a pnuya, if she's a nida, it's also considered the raisa. It's lemaisa nirba oifin sheyesh yichud midiraisa. The reaction says yesh lahachna. It's only Yichud Rabbanon, two ladies, or a guy, sure if she's not married. Then those cases of Rabbi Yaakov, Yesh Lahoda. So Rabbi Yaakov, Zachro, someone is. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it would depend on the type of, really, in reality, what type of house you have. If you have the type of the house, if people don't stare at us, they just walk in, I spoke to a Rav, he told me my house is a Rishus Rav. Anyone doesn't mind, they just walk right in, they think that I belong to my house belongs to the Tzibra as well. People come in. So, you have such a type of house, and even according to Rabbi Yaakov in America, you would have to be slimmich on the fact that the door is closed, it's considered Pesach Pesach, which is around it.
Why the only event the door closed? Why
the door
is open?
So, you're technically right. If the door is open, sort of, it's more of an invite that you could come in. But according to this, it would have to be open to the point that you could, that someone could come in. You're right. You want to say that even if the door is open, I should only be able to be in the tziyachar. And I'm not sure what the shittas that argue, and if you learn them, understand them, that they mean that it has to be that someone's going to see them. It's not in seclusion. You're exactly right. It's only in places where the door is open and they could see. From there, if you go too far into the house, according to the shittas, then it'll be also as well.
If it's a Muslim that people don't normally come in, so you put a sign on the door, it's still feels
so the place can do this cause. I did see that had to be brought down. You're basically saying it's the same as being open. I put a sign that anyone will feel free to walk in, so I'm basically inviting someone, so then I'm always nervous that someone in such a situation could create an environment. It means I could artificially create an environment where someone won't be scared to walk in, then it would help. The question is, does if you think that a sign such a thing would entice you, I see but Rosh Hashemach has a truth with that, and I think he says it's okay. Someone does mention this Eitzah, I forgot to wear, so it's still a truth with this. If you create an environment where a person would feel that there's nothing wrong with him or just walking into the house, then an Echanami, you sort of broke the Yichud because someone will walk in. So it's really telling you, according to this, it's telling you the Messias. Is someone going to walk in or someone not going to walk in? If you have the muscle, you go to a bungalow family. The bungalow family, the therapist, for some reason, everyone just walks in. They walk in, oh, hi, I don't know why, but that's the way it is. In a Bungalow family, it could be there's no problem of Yichud, because people walk in, people have no problem, they walk into other people's bungalows. So again, it depends on the type of environment that you're in, that would depend if there's a Hesed, a Pesach, a Pesach, and that's not so much a Lomdash, it's not a Tosh, it's a If there's a possibility someone's going to walk in, then you have the Hesed, according to these places, you would have the Hesed, a Pesach, a Pesach. If it's not norm that someone would walk in, so then you wouldn't have the Hesed, a Pesach, a Pesach. Now very often the Hatzol for this is, if someone has kids, the kids, for some reason, the kids come in very often without knocking. Some of the older kids and friends that we'll see exactly what age, next week we'll go through what age kids are matzah from Yichud, very often that will be a hetzer to be matzah from Yichud. And another hetzer which a lot of person would use is if a guy has married kids. You know, they come from time to time, they come to visit him. So very often when the kids come, they don't knock on the door, you don't know their schedule, they might give a small knock, but afterwards they'll come right into the door. So there also you would sort of create the environment where even though the door is closed, so that probably there could be even if it's locked, that the Moshe said we're going to leave out the case with locked. But sure, if you leave the door open, that you create the environment where people, there is a real possibility that someone's going to come into the house, then you would have this hazard of Pesach Pesuach L'Shusharavim based on the fact that you have someone who might walk in and sort of be mevatel the fact that you're in seclusion. So that so far we have the two shittas, the shitta of Rabbi Yaakov, and I found also Rabbi Yashiv, it's not his lashon, but in Sefer Oris on Kedushin, he says like this: Lamaisa haminig v'kubul b'zeh, who the tolu l'fi amakim, the makim shader who she'ein nechnasim l'vayis b'li l'tzay kaidim b'dal es also, and it's also b'dem shemicha. A makim she'ein nechnasim she'ein nechnasim b'li l'tzay. If they have a place where it's the norm to go in, without that, ain't going mishemicha. The Rashi also says totally every place you have to don the type of house that you're in, the place that you're in. You have to don if it's normal for someone to come in and without knocking, then it would be mutter. If it's not normal, then it would be us. That's the first shita that we have. The Ma'ase Keneged them is a Hafodik of Chazanish. Chazanish is mamash a tremendous school. Chazanish, and it's put down the Sefer Dvar Halacha, brings down a letter which is quoted from the Chazanish. It says like this: Hadas Noitan, and he's saying the Svara is the Cholsha Efshe Halacha Shlimichnos, and the Cholsha Ain Zem Makom Sefer. If there's a Shash, the Chalal that someone's going to come in, that already makes it. It's not considered a secluded place. But you know what he's at. The Pesach was Pesuch was the Rabin, Ayri, Afilu who betua, he's sure, Shein Adam Nishnasa. Alov, the Amos Rabin, Alov the Tesach. So he says he's sure that no one's going to come to him, and later he explains either he has no friends, or his friends are sick, or they're in jail, whatever, the person has no one that he's expecting, his that person is a hermit, no one comes to visit him. So I might say, sitting in the apartment by himself, is there Isser of Yichud or not? Lachach has Nish, there's no Isser of Yichud. Why? And he explains, the Amos Rabin, Alov the Tesach. Because the fear that someone's going to walk in is a tibius, is similar to what we said last week from the Chazanish, that Bailo Be'ir is a nerve, even though he's not coming, you know he's not coming, but there's a certain fear that you have. Here he's saying that there's a tibius to go thing, that if the door is open, I'm sorry, the door is closed and unlocked, that creates a, you still first get, first time you saw a Chazanish, down to Shashvara thing, when was the last time, everyone thinks to himself, when was the last time someone walked into my house? How can the Chazanish say that someone walked into your house? We're going to get to that in a second. What you're saying is correct. No, you're saying it is true. But so just to help you understand the Chazanish of Svara, think of this. If someone had $10,000 in his pocket, would he put it down in the front of his house? There's a small table over there. Would he put down the $10,000 and walk away from it and leave the door unlocked? No one would do it. Why not? Why does no one do it? Why do people do it? No. No. I want to know if anyone here would take $10,000, would they be, will not walk over to the door and lock it? What are you afraid of? No one ever walked into the house. What's everyone afraid of? Leave the money there. The Torah says, when something is valuable and something is chashuv, a person's going to be scared. It's a tether of Adam. If something's valuable to him, he's scared. So Baruch Hashem over here, most people never thought about being Oiv and Issa. So they didn't have that if I'm being Oiv and Issa, what the consequences, the person who's thinking about being Oiv and Issa realizes the ramifications of what being Oiv and Issa. If he gets caught, doing a dover also together with a lady, his life is over. It's tremendous, his yayness, and his wife, his kid. No. So a person's afraid. So that's what Chazanish is saying. There's a tibious to get afraid. Again, realize, 10,000 hours, it's a lot more than 10,000 hours. The chance of getting caught, now again, the time might be a little stronger than what the gain, but the svar of the Chazanish are saying is that there's a built-in fear that a person has. The same way the person, the Chazanish is not saying this marshal, but Lachari could understand it with this marshal, but the same way a person would not put, I think almost all people would not put $10,000 down next to the door and leave it unlocked. They would lock the door before they go upstairs. No one does it. They don't leave the money. Why? Because there's a certain... they're scared. What are they scared of? Nothing really. You're going to leave the money, probably will be there. But the mindset is, the way you do it is you lie. So the essence of a person is not in a situation of yichud. That's what the Chazon Lakish is saying. And the teva of Adam, and that's the tivius of Adam, is to be scared when the door is left unlocked, because someone could walk in, I is not expecting anyone, I has no friends, and I'll be there at heaven, no one's going to come. Still, the tough is that a person is going to be nervous with it, and if the mail is up to Chazanish, that a person, this will be masculine someone from Yichud. Now, a lot of Pesachim rely on this Chazanish. Again, the Gedolei Pesachim in Eretz Yisrael are not as inclined as the Pesachim in America to be famous just on this Chazanish, but a lot of Pesachim in America that I spoke to are famous at Chilu on this Chazanish, and they say that as long as a person leaves the door unlocked, and it'll be masculine from the heter, from the Isser of Yichud, based on the Svarah of Pesach Pasua L'Shusser Rabbah. Now, he did point out, there's a limitation to the Chazanish. One is, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll get to the second one. The first one is, the heter Pesach Pasua is not at night. If people make this mistake, the heter Pesach Pasua is not Belila. Even though, say, Belila should also have this, but the Maestro that's clear in the they said that the heter of Pesach Pesuach is only by day and not by night. And the Knesset HaGdailer, when he brings down the din, says by Tchilos Laila, even the beginning of the night, you lose the heter of Pesach Pesuach Shoshan Rabbah. The Pesachim seem to them not like this, are saying that it's totally in the derech of Bnei Adam, how much people are out in the street. If the derech of people is to be out in the street, past Tchilos Laila, the derech of people are draining this around the street, and when we have the heter of Pesach Pesuach even later, the Chazanish said in Eretz Yisrael the heter was till 10 o'clock. Again, I don't know, each, it could be like what has one share, like probably people who know are a little later, it could be a little earlier. I don't know exactly what time the share would be in each place, but it's totally in the norm of what people are draining this in the street. One would have, once people are not draining this in the street anymore, so a person loses, side with the Chazanish, that there's a fear, people lose the fear, or according to other places, they're asking me that the person's really high, so someone's going to walk in. Whichever way it is, once it reaches at night, so again, this happens sometimes when people have babysitters, later at night, so then the person has to be miserable, even if he wants to be maker like the Chazanish, from this thing. And the second thing is, even according to the Chazanish, does it mean you can go in any room? Let's say you even have a room, there's another Chazanish, which is not in the safer, but in the safer Maisa ish. It brings that the Chazanish, someone has the Chazanish, he can be slimmed on the head of Pesach Pesuach on the second floor of the house. So if he's nervous, you know, to go up to the second floor, then I think he's talking about individual apartments, but the second floor. So the Chazanish doesn't know, he's asked that the Lamaite, no one's going to come in without banging. And then he said, they should para Adam Shnichlis Lulitzah. There's always this para Adam that's going to come in, you know, and you do find that there is such a thing. A guy told me he had it, that he had a Mashalach once. Again, he walked in without knocking. There's a possibility. There's always a remote possibility of someone walking in. So, but Lamaisa, even if there's a remote possibility of someone walking in, to say that the person's going to walk in, go upstairs, go into your bedroom, which the door is closed, into that's a little hard to be made on such a case. So you have a Chazanish that's Mekel, but to say that he's Mekel after the car, that he's going to go upstairs to the master bedroom and walk in over there where it's pretty clear this is a room that should be off limits, if that door would be closed, again, if the door would be open, to say he walked into the house, then maybe he could Mekel, but for sure if the door over there would be closed in the door to the master bedroom, to say that someone would come to visit you and go so far, I think even according to the Chazanish, it would be hard to be Mekel on such a case.
Maybe possibly.
I think a call. We'll get there. First, let's establish when you have to come onto the stadium, and then we'll get to that. So that's one thing. The Lamaisa, the Heter. Okay, so there is a, even though the Chazanish Lamaisa is Mekel B'Chagav, and if someone wants to be Machmer, they could do it. The essence is a very simple Eitzah for someone wants Machmer. I'm not saying they won't have to be Machmer. That's the Dino. Kamara, all the person I talked to said that the person has a right to be Samech on the Chazanish. The Chazanish said that the person is a Yiras, there's a Tevah, there's a Yiras, and the person has a right to be Samech on the. If someone wants to be Machmir, the Ba'atim is a very simple Eitzah for someone who wants to be Machmir even Bechia Gad. And that is, he sent a text message, or call a neighbor, call someone, tell someone, you know, by the way, I'm in a situation of Yichud. If you want to come over to my house, I'm leaving the door unlocked. So you're sort of artificially creating a situation where even according to the other person, you are nervous now. A person's going to be afraid and going to be nervous that someone might walk in. Now, if you only want to be silent on this, meaning we've locked the door, and to be silent on this, that's a much more complicated. You might be able to see exactly who you could tell, and it has to be much more real that the person is actually going to come in, just to say that I sent a text message to someone when I know he's not coming, we'll see if you got know if you want to lock the door, what would be, but the negay, if someone wants to be machmer, and it's sometimes a very simple eitzah, and again, as we're dealing with a machlokes rishonim, I'm saying, chazanish is, like the chazanish, but a guy, if someone wants to be machmer, all he has to do is go over to a neighbor, tell him, by the way, this time, from now, from this to this time, I'm having there's a clean lady in my house, or there's a babysitter, there's a problem of yichud, so if you want, you could come to my house during that time, and that was b'chari b'kuleyam, you'd be able to master yourself in this day of yichud. There's another case where I think it's not kedai to be samech on the chazanish, and that's the makom where it's libra gatva. There's a big machlokes in the poskim as to whether or not someone could be samech on the heter of pesach pesuah l'shusar nabim, the makom with libra gatva. So we spoke about last week, and that's the makor of the gemara. The gemara brings that by the gaya the sochak of baila be'ir. If someone's to rely on the fact that the woman's husband is be'ir, so be matam this revichos. So here we said that if it's libra gatva, and how we define the gatva, so we said. Some person, the Ba'alocha holds that if it's someone who you would ask, you wouldn't be embarrassed in front of, you would ask them for favors, that's enough to create a libra gatva. So from our fellow last week, that if you would choose with her, you wouldn't feel uncomfortable, you know, just talking about different things with such a woman, that it would create a situation where it's libra gatva. Mentioned Rav Ozner, and this is very negated to this halacha. If some situation where someone's in the office and they spend a lot of time together, very often, I'm saying always, but very often, that creates an environment with libra gatva. So, when again, baila be'ir, the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's libra gatva, the heter baila be'ir does not apply. When again, the heter, when again, the halacha, three of them are like, the chasuk mechaikik and the beishmul, both say that there is no heter of Pesach Basuach L'Shusar Rabim, but Makam, where it's a woman who is Levi Gaspa. So someone has a sister-in-law who is sort of somewhat close to, and he schmoozes with her, and he wouldn't feel that. He would not have a heter, Benegeya, that lady, Benegeya, Pesach Basuach, appointed a Chalkat Mechaikik, and the Bishmo. The Taz argues on this. The Taz says that the only find in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch is. And the Shulchan Aruch like that. You only find the iser of yichud apply. You lose the heter of baila be'ir the makom with libe gaspa. You don't see that you lose the heter of pesach pesuach which is a rabbi the makom with libe gaspa. And the Taz argues, and it could be that what they're arguing in. For sure, if you go with the shittas and just as heard from Rabbi Yasha, if you're in a place where it's mamish open, there's not yichud b'chlam. There could be libra gaspa, it doesn't make a difference. If you're coming on to a heter of mirsis, I'm nervous that someone's going to come in, there you lose the heter of libra gaspa. There could be samuel going to get machloket. So on this machloket is the etzem, samuel is the heter of, if the heter of baila, if the heter of pesach pasuach, mokum with libra gaspa, the maestro aruch ha-shulchan, the kids of shulchan aruch are both machmer. And they hold that there is no heter of pesach pasuach, mokum with libra gaspa. An interesting truth from Ramosha, a very interesting truth. Someone asked Rav Moshe the following shaila. He wanted to have, he wasn't interested in getting married, but he wanted to have a girlfriend. That was the case. And he asked Rav Moshe like this. The lashon of the tshuva is like this. The afshe vade yedua shloi nohad ala. I know it's not such a nice thing. Eini machshe v'midyoni chassidus utznuam b'yoyte. I'm not interested in any of the chassidus. I don't want to be a tznuam. And he writes to the Shmaya, the very Musa, the Chacha, and he writes, I'm not interested in hearing any Musa, the Chacha, she yishma memenu. He said, Moshe, if he hears from me, she'aser adava pe'alocha psuka, then he's not going to do it. So Moshe gives, obviously, everyone knows that it's also, but one of the reasons that Moshe gives to why it's also, and I can go through all of them, but one of the reasons that he gives, and the person in the Shaila said, he knows it's a problem of yichud, but he's going to make sure that it's not going to get necessary of yichud. When he asked the Shaila to Moshe, he bavoned that there's a problem of yichud, he wanted to, he's going to make sure. So Moshe says over there, he brings the machloke up there, so the chayrus can be a libra gaspa, and the girlfriend can be a libra gaspa. He says, ah, the Shulchan Aruch has brought down the chalkah, machloke, and the Beis Shmuel, that libra gaspa is not a hefer. He says, ah, if you're going to tell me that the Taz argues, he says, vada yesh lachachme, kachas machloke, go Beis Shmuel. So he's answering, and they didn't know you have to be chayish for the chalkah, machloke, and the Beis Shmuel, and you cannot be soimel, okay, it could be, you could make an argument there. Everyone would agree with such a libra gaspa, which is mamash an extreme libra gaspa. So the mice, the signal of emotion seems to imply that he's making this case also. Again, when you get asked in Shaila, you have a Aruch HaShulchan, a Ketz HaShulchan Aruch, and the emotion seems to be like this also, which are machmer, that the Heter Pesach Pesuach does not apply. So if someone is in office and he has a secretary, and it's a gather of Libay Gaskoy, according to these Peskim, he cannot rely on the Heter Pesach Pesuach. So let's say even that someone, there's a Shevet HaLevi which says that Das is not to lahakal in such a case. Someone wants to rely, and it seems like the Minhag Olam has got a two-make obstacle on this. Let's say one wants to rely on it. But again, that would depend on what kind of Pesach Pesuach we're dealing with. To say that a person is going to leave the door unlocked, and be Tzaymach on the Kula, first of all, on passing the Beis Meir and Kivek. Second Kula is going to be Tzaymach on, it's not like a Yaakov, and not like those Peskim which hold that it has to be that he's really scared that someone's going to walk in. And he's going to be Tzaymach on just the fact that maybe there's a Mirza, there's a fright based on the Chazanish, the Chia Gavna, where it's a Libay Gaspo, there I think it's Tosha that it's not Kedai to be Mekel with as far as the Chazanish, and there he should only be Tzaymach on if he wants to be Mekel and be Tzaymach on the Hatha Pesach Masuach, even Makom Libay Gaspo, which is like the Taz, there he should honor that. I saw Revozner write this in his Shuvah, and the Milchus Yusuf writes the same thing, that there he should only be Tzaymach on the Kula of a Makom where the door is really open and it's a real case where it's a real Pesach Masuach, which is a Rabbi, and Lukal Chaladeus, then maybe you can be Mekel of a Makom with Libay Gaspo. Just to leave the door open, Machia Gav, and there it's not Kedai to be Mekel. Another case, also, I guess it's not the same thing. I saw in Mishnah also writes this thing. If you have a babysitter who's kavu in your house, in such cases, to be seinach on the hat of Pesach Masuach, just leaving the door unlocked, and they're saying that someone's going to come in, since it's a shikol libe gaspo, so there it's very hard to be seinach on this kavu. Also, asking there's another eitzah, which we're running out of time. We'll continue. Let's go through it quickly. There's another heter of chaloyin pesuach v'shul teravim, which we didn't discuss yet. And if someone could create an environment, if he's a prime with pesach pesuach v'shul teravim, and this is very negay late at night. Late at night, you lose the heter of pesach pesuach v'shul teravim. But late at night, it's very easy. What you could do is you could open up the window shade, but someone could see in. So there, it could be a mat in yichud b'chlal. There's a tshuva from the Yehuda Yehuda and Eben Ezra from the 9 hours. He says, "Klar, the chaloyin pesuach v'shul teravim has the same din of pesach v'shul teravim." But over here, there's an important chiluk between pesach v'shul teravim and chaloyin pesuach v'shul teravim. In the heter of pesach v'shul teravim, we're sort of saying the person might walk into the door. When the person is walking to the door, so the area which he's going to be able to see and see what's going on in the house is much further. Chaloyin pesuach v'shul teravim is a chayr limited only to the area where the person is going to be able to see. So if it's late at night, rather, and when it's very dark outside, you open up the shade and the light's on, the person sees in. So in the person saying in the area which a person who was passing by the street could see into, in that area will be mutter of the concept of the Pesach Pesuach which is around. And I think I saw him say Peres Yichud that Ayash was Mekel Ima Makom with Levi Gaspa, if it's in the area of Mamash where someone's going to see in, feel like you're not secluded Bechal, and there he held that Ima Makom Levi Gaspa, if you Mamash they'll see in from the street, then they would have a Hatzah. But what's important in this is what happens if the Zvaralocha brings this, and others, Mr. Krell, and Rabbi Yashav, are more masmer, but he holds that if, let's say, the woman's you want to go out of the door first. So then you'll be in a situation where you walk away from the window, she walks away from the window, and she's going to be in a situation where it's not Pesach Pesuach Zerab, because now you can go over to him. In fact, then it'll be also. So one has to be careful in relying on the heter of Chaloyin Pesuach Pesuach Zerab, that at the point for sure, the woman should always be in the connected to the window. So if someone could see her, so you shouldn't pass on the over the iser of yichud. In the office with a window open, it depends. You know, if it's 12 o'clock at night, where no one's passing, it depends on the situation where it's normal that people will pass by. So this is the eitzah that one can have in the chayra. If it's mamish, open, then maybe even makom libay gaspa you could be makel. Then you would have a hefer. But again, they still have the nervous because if you go to the Beis Akisa, and you're walking, she's walking away from the window. So there, someone can say, take away the hefer. Because she must take an office with a machine to make happen. They just make happen. She's always in a secluded area. Maybe not have a headset.